You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky marked 200 days since the country's war against Russia began by paying tribute to the nation's military, emergency services, and those who are suffering in the conflict.
Dear Ukrainian people, today is 200 days of our resistance, our struggle, our national war, for freedom, for independence, for the right to be. In these 200 days, we have achieved a lot, but the most important, and therefore the most difficult, is ahead, and I want to dedicate this appeal to those who are ahead and who has the hardest time. Now, because they are doing the most important thing.
He thanked members of his country's military for the destruction it has leashed on Russia's weaponry.
To everyone who in 200 days destroyed more than 2,000 enemy tanks, 4,500 armored combat vehicles, more than 1,000 enemy artillery systems, 250 airplanes, and 200 helicopters and almost 1,000 drones of the occupier, 15 ships and boats, thousands of other enemy equipment.
Mr. Zelensky says he's certain that Ukrainians would get through this difficult path to victory. He made those remarks as Ukrainian troops successfully pressed their swift counteroffensive in the northeastern part of the country. Kyiv's action to reclaim Russia-occupied areas in the Kharkiv region forced Moscow to withdraw its troops to prevent them from being surrounded, leaving behind significant numbers of weapons and munitions in a hasty retreat. The Ukrainian military is now claiming to have retaken over 3,000 square kilometers. This comes as power blackouts and cuts in water supply have hit several areas of Ukraine's northeastern region of Kharkiv as Russian attacks hit infrastructure sites. Russia has accused Ukrainian forces of another attack on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says there are frequent attacks being launched.
Since September 1, the territory of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and the city of Ernohoda have been subjected to artillery shelling by the armed forces of Ukraine 26 times, including on the territory of the nuclear power plant. At the same time, as a result of an aimed fire at the transformer substation on September 6, and the power line on September 8, the city of Ernohoda was twice left without electricity.
Mr. Konashenkov says that 8 Ukrainian drones carrying grenades were intercepted and destroyed. He also says Ukraine's recent offensive around Mykolaiv failed, with Russia inflicting significant damage on Ukrainian forces and equipment. Ukraine denies shelling its own nuclear power plant, placing the blame for the damage on Russia. Meanwhile, 16 houses were destroyed by Russian strikes overnight Saturday into Sunday in the Ukrainian village of Bezruki. Local officials say it was the most intense round of attacks since the early days of the war, with the head of Derhachi Hromada administration, Vyacheslav Zadorenko, alleging that phosphorus cluster munitions were being used against civilians.
In the past 3 days, the occupying forces have been going wild. The number of shells they've fired over 3 days, they haven't fired that much since the first days of the war. What impresses us is that this night, the enemy has used cluster phosphorus munitions on civilian infrastructure.
No residents were harmed in the strikes, with many having already evacuated. Some 1,000 people still live in the village. He says fires have broken out where these strikes occurred and emergency crews are containing the blazes. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.